Light Lines for Rita. With winter's end, silver birches stand along the parallel borders of the highway, bare, lean, awash in late afternoon light, like a topsy-turvy sea of vertical waves, iterable far beyond even keen eyesight. Like Charlton Heston in Cecil B. DeMille's dazzling miracle commanded the parting of the Red Sea, the highway is a charcoal line that divides and defines the tangled wilderness in a text that invites and defies perspective. The birches hold light like Chinese lanterns, and I want to learn how to breathe light and hold its scent long in memory, to hear light seep into stone, to taste savory light on the skin, to know the language of light. Like I once stood in a Richmond gallery, surrounded by Rita's art, her imagined trees and light rendered with heart and hand, till now I linger once again, face to face with the limits of language, and wonder how Rita would evoke the silver birches full of spring light, and I wish for the artist's ways of knowing, want only to write the lines of light I have witnessed so you can know how light dances up a storm beyond words.